USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady wish the nation a very Merry Christmas, the two releasing a video message in celebration of the holiday. In a video message, the president touting the rollout of a coronavirus vaccine.
We are delivering millions of doses of a safe and effective vaccine that will soon end this terrible pandemic and save millions and millions of lives.
As coronavirus cases continue to rise across the United States in December, if you are heading to see family and friends later today, Dr. Ashish Jha reminds you,
try not to spend too much time with people who are high risk, again, because we don't want people getting infected and sick. Keep the gatherings pretty small. In many parts of the country, doing it outdoors is going to be very, very hard. I understand that, especially with that storm coming. Really try to spend as little time indoors together as possible.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Baby, it's cold outside.
That's what you'll be saying if you head off to grandmother's house today. Arctic air bringing bitter cold to parts of the east and south this Christmas Day. High winds and possible flooding are a threat in some areas as well. In the upper Midwest, you're waking up to temperatures in the single digits. Meanwhile, Atlanta is a very chilly 27 degrees. Also in that Great Lakes region, there is a chance for lake effect snow or a mix of rain and snow. Pope Francis celebrated Christmas Eve service in Rome with coronavirus restrictions in place.
Dio sta in una mangiatoia, come a ricordarci che per vivere abbiamo bisogno di Lui, come del pane da mangiare.
Pope Francis gave a homily about love and taking care of others. He said the greatest joy in life is the birth of a child. Midnight Mass starting earlier this year due to a 10 p.m. curfew. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The city of Detroit is suing Black Lives Matter activists for civil conspiracy over violent protests. The city alleging in the lawsuit that injuries to police officers included cracked vertebrae, lacerations, and concussions. Police Chief James Craig telling Fox Business,
"Yeah, you know what? Here's what's the bottom line. So let's take Rashida Tlaib's. She said this is an unthinkable assault on constitutional rights. That is absolutely wrong. First of all, we have supported the freedom of speech, peaceful protests, in excess of 100 days of protests, Edward, excess of 100 days, seven times over the course of that 100 days, did we have to use force? Two reasons. We were attacked, or secondly, we were making a lawful arrest and there was resistance. So this whole notion about each and every protest was peaceful and we're infringing on their First Amendment right is clearly wrong. Now, that's what this group does. They change the narrative, and they put out a false narrative to say that we're the ones that fought."
Week 16 of the NFL season kicks off this Christmas Day. You have one game on tap starting at just after 4:30 Eastern time. The New Orleans Saints will host the Minnesota Vikings. You can catch that game on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.